Piggy Pie.
Grinch the Witch woke up grouchy, grumpy, and very hungry.
Her belly grumbled for something delicious.
Something delightful.
Something special.
Special.
But what? It wasn't purple moose tail stew.
No, she ate that yesterday for lunch.
Maybe some ass dragon tongue pudding.
No, Grinch wasn't in the mood for anything quite the sweet.
Perhaps a taste of
black blizzard feet. That always made her mouth water.
No, not today. Today Grinch wanted something truly tasty.
Something really yummy.
Something really special.
And
that could only mean Piggy Pie.
Yes, Piggy Pie. I can taste those plump, juicy pink piggies right now.
She hurried to the pantry and pulled down her old hag cookbook from the top shelf. She picked off a spider, blew off the dust, and turned the secret recipe. Turned to the secret recipe on page 342.
Grinch went on her bony finger with the long green nail down the list of ingredients.
Grinch hurried to check the pantry shelves.
One eye of fly.
No problem.
Two shakes of a rattlesnake rat.
No problem.
Three belly hairs of a moose.
No problem.
Eight plums piggies.
Problem, I don't have any piggies. How can I make piggy pie without even one plum piggy?
Grinch pulled her hair.
She stomped her feet.
She pasted the floor.
She wanted Piggy Pie.
She wanted Piggy Pie very much.
Now where could I find 8 plum pigs?
Grinch thought.
And thought.
Aha! The circus. Yes, the circus.
The circus.
No, not the circus. You don't find pigs at the circus.
She thought harder.
Aha, the zoo. Yes, the zoo. The farm, yes, the farm. You find pigs on the farm.
There was still just one teeny tiny little problem.
Where else?
Everywhere is trash.
Oh, Grinch let her bony fingers do the walking and open the yellow page to
it quacked
to F, where she found a very large 80.
Grinch put her broomstick in a gear and headed over the river to and